So we are Jesus' sheep. We were made his sheep in holy baptism when we were washed with water and marked with the sign of the cross. We were brought into Jesus' flock and marked as one of his sheep. And yes, Jesus is our shepherd. What does a shepherd do for his sheep? Yeah, he protects them, right? That's what his staff is for. And we actually have that in our gospel lesson. Jesus says, I give them, my sheep, eternal life. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand. So yes, you're right, he protects them. What else does the shepherd do for his sheep? He feeds them, that's right, yes. So God feeds us all that we need at home, at our dinner table, also brings the crops up, and of course, Jesus feeds us with his own body and blood for the forgiveness of sins at the altar. So yeah, he feeds us, he protects us. You guys are exactly right. Now, so Jesus, who is our shepherd, says, my sheep hear my voice. Where do we hear the voice of Jesus? When we pray, we're speaking to Jesus, and you're right, he does hear our voice. Yes, exactly. When pastor is preaching his sermon, we hear him speaking the word of God from the Bible, and Jesus speaks to us there. And also, we'll just add the Bible as well. When you hear it being read or you're reading yourself, you hear the words of Jesus. When you come to the Lord's Supper, you hear the words of Jesus once again read, that he's given his body and blood for you, for the forgiveness of sins. Exactly. So in that, we hear Jesus' voice, and what does he tell us? He tells us that he died on the cross for the forgiveness of all our sins. He tells us that he protects us, that no one can snatch us from his hand, and that we will live with him forever and have everlasting life with him and the Father. Would you all pray with me, please? Lord God, Heavenly Father, we thank you for giving us your Son, Jesus Christ, to be our shepherd. And we thank you for giving us to be his sheep, that he protects us and guards us, that he forgives our sins by his death on the cross, and that he brings us to everlasting life with himself. Give us the strength to follow him. We pray this